Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike DeLahaz. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Latman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Latman. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Guile. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Taspi. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips throws to second for 1, and Aspromonte throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Malzone moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Malzone moves to third. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearsall moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taspi throws the ball into Button, who tags Francona trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Pearsall scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Phillips moves to second. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Phillips moves to third. Romano moves to second. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike De La Hoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Hoz is 0 for 1 in the game. De La Hoz hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0 for 1 in the game. Guile hits a pop-up towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. De La Hoz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Clinton reaches third base with a triple. Tasby goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 1 in the game. Brewer hits a fly ball into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike De La Hoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De La Hoz is 0 for 2 in the game. De La Hoz hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 2 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a fly ball into center field. Hirsel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0 for 2 in the game. Guile strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeLajas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Phillips reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Latman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Mike DeLajas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLajas is 0 for 3 in the game. DeLajas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Clinton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button hits a pop-up towards short. DeLajas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 3 in the game. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Guile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guile is 0-for-3 in the game. Guile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Francona moves to second. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Latman bunts towards the mound. Sturdivant fields it and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. Romano moves to second. Two outs. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz is 0-for-4 in the game. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Tom Sturdivant. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tasby moves to second. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for Don Budden. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.